Kyle Pitts had a week without a line in it. He sat Saturday's 34-6 win over the Colts, along with roughly 30 teammates, Bijan Robinson, Drake London, and most of the first team included, per Will McFadden and Tori McElhaney at AtlantaFalcons.com and the joint practice reporting from Indianapolis that we hold charts no Pitts targets either day. The passing notes that did surface went elsewhere. Tua Tagovailoa's rough Wednesday ran through a pick six on a ball meant for London, per McFadden, and his better Thursday produced 3 red zone touchdowns in team periods, per Darius Hayes at Sports Illustrated's Falcon Report, with no receivers named on the scores. Where those red zone balls went is exactly the question this file cares about, and this week's reporting did not say. One development a tight end's target ledger has to log. Michael Penix Jr. was cleared for 11-on-11 work Saturday and takes his first team period reps Monday, per McFadden. The June case on Pitts was deliberately quarterback-proof, but the identity of the September passer is now a genuinely open question, with one preseason game left. Our June preview built the Pitts case on the part that lasts, 118 targets of genuine first-read volume under a head coach with a long history of featuring tight ends, and a silent week for an established starter in the third week of August asks nothing of it. What to watch next? Whether Pitts plays in the preseason finale against Miami, and any reporting that names the red zone targets once the starters resume team work Monday, with 2 quarterbacks finally available, we'll check after cut day. Data via NFL Verse.